Rav Voimel. What could the Jews of Eisenstadt do? Was there any hope for them?
It didn't seem like much. They decided to go to the Rav of the city, Reb Osher, and tell him about their plight.
Hello. Please forgive us for intruding, but we have a matter of extreme urgency for us. A situation endangering all the inhabitants of Eisenstadt has occurred.
Explain what you mean.
The mob of crusaders who've been attacking the Jewish dwelling places around Eisenstadt have changed course. They are now headed this way and will be here soon. We all know what that means. What can we do?
They're like wild animals.
They're like vicious beasts.
They're like crazy monkeys.
Crazy monkeys? Why if it's crazy monkeys?
Well, they're always jumping around all over the place.
Oh, my God.
What will we do with our children and families?
Let us not be thrown into a panic. Let us all assemble in the shul for afternoon and evening prayers. And do not put terror in the hearts of others. As Hashem wishes, so shall be our fate.
Wild quickly spread to all the inhabitants of Eisenstadt. Swiftly men, women, and children came to the shul until it was filled from corner to corner.
Papa, why are we all going to shul now? Even little Leia? Something special going to happen?
Papa, why are we going to shul today? Is today Shabbos?
I can't explain it right now, Yosef and Leo. We must all pray that Hashem should give us mercy, everyone in Eisenstadt.